Chazor zeichen the Shabbat Ches Kashan Vem Yehudim Sechel Beya Daf Lamed Gimel. A Braisa says we may not support a pot or a door with a piece of wood on Yom Tov because wood is muktzah for any other use except for burning on Yom Tov. Rav Shimon allows using the wood for the pot or the door. The Mishnah said one may not lead an animal with a stick on Yom Tov, but Rav Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon, allowed it. Shall we say that Rav Elazar holds like his father Rav Shimon, who does not hold a muktzah and therefore he allows using the stick? Or says no, it may be that even Rav Shimon would not allow leading with a stick because it looks like he's taking the animals to the market. It has nothing to do with muktzah, so therefore it's no right that he holds like his father that it's an issue of muktzah. Rav Nachum says one may not use a pointy stick as a spit on Yom Tov. The stick was not a keli before Yom Tov and it's therefore muktzah. Rav Sheshes allows it. Regarding a moist stick, all would agree that it's also since it's not even fit to be used as firewood. However, if it's a dry stick, Rav Nachman says wood may only be used for burning on Yom Tov. And Rav Sheshes says, just like one may roast by burning this piece of wood, he may roast by using this wood as a piece of, as a spit as well. Others say all agree that a dry stick may be used. When the stick is moist, that's when Rav Nachman says, since it's not fit to be used as firewood, it may not be used as a spit either. And Rav Sheshes says, even a moist stick can be used as wood for a large fire and may therefore be used as a spit as well. The Gemara paskens that a dry stick is mutter and a moist stick is aser. Rava said, a woman may not walk into the woodshed on Yom Tov to take a stick to use as a fire stoker. Also, if an existing stoker broke on Yom Tov, one may not use that for firewood on Yom Tov because we may burn kalim on Yom Tov because they're not muktzah, but not broken pieces of kalim because they may not be used. Vekmar, how can we say that Rava holds a muktzah? Rava once instructed to prepare a goose on Yom Tov and to throw the intestines to a cat, which means he doesn't hold a muktzah. Mar says, the case, since the intestines would spoil if left until after Yom Tov, he clearly had in mind before Yom Tov to give those intestines to the cat, and therefore they were not muktzah. Zakt, the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, one may use any small piece of wood that he finds in his house as a toothpick, and he may collect pieces of wood from his entire chutzah to use as firewood, because anything found in the chutzah is considered to be prepared for Yom Tov use. The Chum say, one may only gather wood from within his house, and may only use it for firewood. Zakt, the Mishnah, on Yom Tov, one may not make fire from wood, stones, earth, or water. One may also not heat tiles to roast things upon. Zok to Gemara. The Rebbe said, the Isser of making a keli will not apply to anything that's fit to use as animal food, like straw or leaves. Rav Kahane asked, the Braisa says, we may handle some wood to smell them, to wave them, to roll them between the fingers to stimulate the smell. However, one should not chop off the top to stimulate the smell. And if he does, he's putter, although it's usser. If he wants to cut the wood to use as a toothpick, it may not be done, and one who does so is chayiv. Now, besamim wood is fit for animal food, and we see that creating a keli is usher and even chayiv. Mar says the Braisa is discussing hard wood that is not fit for animal food. In fact, the Braisa discusses rolling them in one's fingers, and that can't be done with hard wood, so it must not be discussing hard wood. Mar says the Braisa is missing words and should say as follows. One may roll the wood and cut the wood to smell it. However, that's only if the wood is soft. If the wood is hard, one may not cut it to smell it, and if he does, he's potter, although it's usher. And if he cuts it to use it as a toothpick, it even be chayiv. For that, there's one braisa that says that one may cut some wood to smell it, and another braisa says that it may not be done. So Rav Zeir and Rav Chisda said the first braisa discusses soft wood, and the second braisa discusses harder wood. Rav Acha by Yaakov asked, why is cutting hardwood usser? Mishnah allows cutting open a barrel to gain access to dried figs that are within it, as long as he doesn't intend to make a keli. The same should be with cutting the hardwood besamim. Second of all, Fekdemar, Rabbi Bar Oda and Ravin Bar Oda said that Rabbi Yehuda would break sticks for them even though they could have been used as axe handles. Why should cutting the besamim wood be different? And for the Gemara, the Braisa doesn't allow it follows Rabbi Eliezer of a Braisa, and the Braisa does allow it follows a Chacham. The Braisa says, Rabbi Eliezer allows one to take a piece of wood from in front of him and use it as a toothpick. The Chacham say, one may only do so if the wood is fit for animal food. They agree that one may not break the piece of wood. If one does break it to use as a toothpick, Rabbi Eliezer says, if it's done b'shoyeg on Shabbos, he would be chayiv achatos, and if it's done b'mezer on Yom Tov, he'd be chayiv malchus. The Chacham say he's only over the Rabbonim. Based on this, we can say that Rabbi Eliezer, who says that cutting to make a keli is also deraisa, would say that cutting to smell it will be also derabbanan. And the Chum, who say that cutting to make it as a keli is only also derabbanan, would say that cutting to smell it would be actually mutter to do. Fact, the Gemara, does Rabbi Eliezer not agree with the Mishnah that one may cut open a barrel to get the dried figs from inside as long as he doesn't intend to make a keli? Rav Ashi said, the Mishnah is discussing a barrel made of patchwork and inferior materials. Such a barrel will never be cut with intent to make a keli, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer would agree that it would be mutter. The Mishnah said, "Umegabiv min achotzer." Brisa says, "One may gather wood from a chotzer on Yom Tov to use as firewood, because all wood in a chotzer is considered to be prepared for Yom Tov use. However, one should not gather them into piles." Rav Shimon allows even this. What's the point? What is the point of machloikis? Mar says, "The Tanakhama says making piles gives the impression that it's being done for use after Yom Tov, and therefore it's also." Rav Shimon says, "The fact that the gatherer begins cooking shows that he needs the piles of wood for Yom Tov itself." The Mishnah said, "Ein moitzina so'or v'chulo." The reason this is aser, Zok Gemara, is because he would be creating something on Yom Tov which may not be done.